colleague Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Get up off your ass and get up on the podcast! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Get up off your ass and get up on the podcast! Rich Police Radio!
All right, welcome to Rich Police Radio. I'm here with someone who has been on the show before, but it's been a really long time. Like, you were on an episode talking about a completely different project, and it was way back in the early days, obviously before the pandemic, before I was when I was actually visiting bands in person and talking to them that way. So it's been a number of years, and I think that before we get into sort of who you are and what you do, I think the way that this ended up happening is like one of the most Winnipeg things possible, in that we'd talked about doing a podcast a while ago. For whatever reasons, it didn't end up happening, and then we bumped into each other downtown like a couple days ago, and that led to this. So I feel like that happens way more than people expect in Winnipeg. It's a big city, but it's a small town, and everyone sort of has connections or just happens to run into each other randomly on the street, way more than you'd think.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was just thinking about you, and it's like your ears were ringing, and I just passed by you, and you had your headphones on. I wonder what you were listening to, though.
I barely even remember. It was after work. I was exhausted, but I'm glad this worked out. And I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself, give a bit of background of what you do, in this case as a solo artist, and then we can go from there.
Yeah. My name's Serge Paul. I consider myself an artist because I'm first a producer. I'm a musician. I'm a singer, I'm a rapper, I'm a songwriter, and I'm also an engineer. So I record myself, I mix myself, I master, and nowadays I also edit and do all my videos. So there you go. I play a couple different instruments, and where saxophone is probably one of my strong suits, but I've learned how to play guitar and keys, all self-taught kind of thing.
Cool.
And here I am putting out my first full-length album.
And I think the sax thing is important because that's sort of how I knew of you in the first place. I mean, you were in, are you still in the Delicious Hounds? Are you still actively playing?
No, I haven't been with them since the pandemic. I guess we parted ways. I'm still good buddies with them. They're still awesome guys. I was one of the first guys that kind of brought the band together. That's how the band got put together.
Yeah.
I had this album. I produced this album with one of my friends, Dooms, and, the album or the show never happened, and I actually had this band put together with some of my French buddies from high school, and some guys I didn't know, but they're all from Le Riel, and where we had Ryan on the guitar, Nelson on the bass, and Jeremy, who was the drummer at the time.
Okay.
And I was learning how to play saxophone again after 13 years, and next thing you know, the concert never happened. We kind of parted ways with Dooms, and Jeremy became the lead singer of what became Jeremy and the Delicious Hounds.
Cool. And like I said, that's sort of how I met you in the first place. It was a really long time ago. I mean, it's more than a decade ago now, which is crazy to think about that I'm still doing this show and you're thankfully still playing music. But I think if memory serves, were you doing your own stuff at that point, even back then, like doing your solo stuff back then as well? Or was it,
I started doing that. No, I started actually before the Hounds. I had gone to, if we go way back to high school, I was like a DJ, a beatboxer. I had put together a French rap group, and then we kind of parted ways. And then I started making music with my friend City Real, moved out to Vancouver, became an audio engineer, came back home, learned how to play instruments, lived at my parents' place, making beats in the basement, kind of crafted my own sound that way. And then I started making my own connections around Winnipeg, and I put out a mixtape with sample-based music. And then I had made another mixtape with more rappers, and that was with kind of like the music that I was making at the time, which was sampling myself and my own instruments. And then that Dooms album. And so I had the ball rolling kind of thing. And I definitely created a lot of hip hop based and R&B style music before the Hounds. And then I started to collaborate with Frost Gamble and Shay Malcolmson. And that's when this album that I'm about to put out, that's when I created that with Shay Malcolmson, also known as Abstract Artform. And we put that on pause for 5-6 years while I started touring and playing with the Hounds and recording and doing all sorts of fun things and being on TV shows and stuff like that. And then the pandemic hit, we parted ways, and now I started making my own music again and put out an EP, put out another EP, put out some singles, and now putting on this project. And so it's kind of like I want to show the progression that I've been doing before putting out this new stuff, which I know you always mention in some of your shows. You love seeing that progression from artists and
Yeah.
seeing where they started and where they're going now. So I'm even gonna maybe even put out some of that old music and put that out just to kind of show, like, hey, a throwback Thursday, as we call it, I guess, and put out some of that old music too.
Do you still sort of think of yourself as being in that hip hop vein, in that hip hop R&B, that sort of style? Or do, I mean, because listening to your albums are on, it's on Bandcamp already. People can check it out, even though it's not formally released yet. What there's different styles there. It's not strictly one thing. You're obviously experimenting with a lot of different sounds. The terrible question of how do you define what you do? Like, do you have a good grasp on sort of what you consider the type of music you play?
I mean, I like you that you said that, because it's tough, because it's not really it, there's some rapping in there. There's definitely an element of hip hop in
Yeah.
there. There are some R&B singing a lot too, but I'm rapping. And then there's that jazz influence where, like, I'm wailing on the saxophone in some tracks, but the drums will be hitting kind of with that hip hop style. And then I also went a completely different route with the last song on the album, where I took one of the songs and I made an acoustic version. So I'm playing acoustic guitar and I'm singing differently. So and with picking my name, which is basically my government name,
Right.
and I used to go by S1, I changed it to Search Paul just to kind of show that, like, this is me in this art that I want to show. I don't want to be anybody else. I want to be able to showcase and show everyone my art and not have any limits or limitations in what I want to do. Like, I don't want to stick in one lane. So, I mean, if there's something that I sound like, I don't know if I can really pinpoint it. I'm sure there's a lane of, like, people that might listen to this, will listen to that, and will listen to me. But at this point, I just kind of do what I want in the studio at in my own studio here at home, and I'll release stuff a little bit more frequently nowadays, so, because I got the ball rolling, right?
Cool.
So
Yeah, this I guess is like kind of like a calling card, right? You got this record now that sort of showcases what you can do, and you can.
exactly.
I got my black tee, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, 'cause the purple all I need in the city with them yellow lights. Another cold, dark day in the city where I roam. I ain't seen a color ever since I left home. Now I'm feeling pretty rough. I've been up all night talking to an angel about the devils in my life. Sitting in the shop, trying to keep cool. Just another brother, find a calm in the storm. I feel I had enough. Yeah, I'm running out of fight. But the angel said to me that it ain't no black and white. I got my black tee, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, 'cause the purple all I need in the city with them yellow lights. I got my black tee, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, 'cause the purple all I need in the city with them yellow lights. I guess it all go away. See, everything's on loan. The rain will never stay. It's all fool's gold. So keep on searching. I guess that's what's left. Yeah, stranger to myself. Living life like a guest. I can't stick around, but I can't stay here. The leaves turn brown and the summer disappear. The sun goes down. The winter's getting near. Yeah, things gon' change. I get older every year. I got my black tee, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, 'cause the purple all I need in the city with them yellow lights. I got my black tee, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, 'cause the purple all I need in the city with them yellow lights. got my black tea, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, cause the purple all I need in a city with them yellow lights. I got my black tea, a red heart. I got a blue soul with great thoughts. Yeah, I'm looking for the green, cause the purple all I need in the city with them yellow lights. With them yellow lights. With them yellow lights. With them yellow lights. With them yellow lights.
Obviously, based on everything you've been saying today and just based on listening to the record and everything, I mean, this is very much your own project where you're sort of, you know, chipping away at it and dabbling on your own time in your own studio, and you're doing all of the engineering and everything else. How does this, if it does at all, translate to a live setting? Like, have you been experimenting with presenting this sort of in a way that involves more than just you?
No, I haven't, actually. Back in December, I actually got the call to do a show at Festival because I am bilingual. So, yeah. And the Festival du Voyageur is kind of like in my own backyard. You know, I've been there. I've played with the Hounds. I've played with Macromatic. And that's where I kind of fell in love with music, right?
Sure.
So I immediately said yes. I had no show in mind. And the next day, I actually went and got myself a loop pedal. And being a multi-instrumentalist, I figured, hey, this would be a great way to showcase my new songs and do that. So for about a month or two, I kind of got everything going, and I made a 45-minute show just by myself.
Cool.
But eventually, maybe do something a little bit bigger. And I want to touch up on this album that you just said that it's kind of all me on there. It actually isn't.
Okay.
This is a big collaboration with Shay Malcolmson 10 years ago when he came to my place. He wrote all these songs to my beats, and I had done several hooks on the songs as well. And I kind of gave him some themes, and he came back with these incredible songs that we hear now. We had these songs in our back pocket for years, and he took a break, and I went on to play with the Delicious Hounds. And after the Hounds, I kept on bugging him, like, hey, do you want to come out with this music now? And I would, no, a year later, no, I'm not ready yet. And then finally, I asked him, hey, he kind of blessed me and said, like, yeah, you can take the songs, you can re-record them if you want and use them as your own. So I have Shay to thank for these songs particularly. And I, like I said, I want to come out with these songs before it's too late. Before I come out with this new stuff and this new genre, I mean, I don't want to hype up the next stuff because I want to sell what I've got right now. But the next stuff is even more dancing. It's like disco-y. It's
okay.
It's a little bit more pop, more singing, a little bit less rapping. But again, still my style, but a collaboration with Frost. So with those two guys, I'm able to put out a lot of really good music. And if you go and listen to some of my past stuff, like the song, the past EPs, those were complete all me, like the EP called Rumination with the song Paralyzed on it. So yeah, but yeah, to say that hopefully I'll end up putting a nice band together like I have in the past.
Yeah.
So I do have a little bit of experience with that and keep going with that. Cause I mean, to do a show, you get so much, even though I'm a little shy to get on stage, but once I'm on there, man, it's fun. I love to entertain and
for sure
show people all my art that I've been working on all these years.
With these songs being, like you said, the history of these songs, and you've worked on them quite a while back, and now you sort of revived them. Does it feel weird, sort of? I mean, like you said, you kind of have to promote these ones because this is the new record that's coming out. But does it feel weird, sort of, still living with these songs? Like, do you feel like you have, because, like you said, you have new stuff that's different from these. Do you feel like you've moved significantly past this, as far as stylistically or creatively, or even in terms of writing? Or does this still sort of feel like the right, you're kind of in your own pocket here?
I'd like to say a little bit of both, because, I mean, my style's definitely changed.
Yeah.
But, man, these are such good songs. I couldn't let them go to waste. And I still kind of have that, like I said, my sound where I'm using live instrumentation, the hip-hop, the R&B, and, you know. But yet And I haven't really moved on from them, and that's why I gotta put out this record, because if I don't put them on, I'm never gonna move on.
Right.
And I'm not sick of them. Like, I used to always listen to them, and I'm like, what are these doing on my hard drive? Like, let's put these out. And to every artist out there, if you've got songs on your hard drive, like, let's put them out there. Put them on Bandcamp. You don't even need a Spotify. You can put them on Bandcamp for free.
Yep.
You know, try something different with the marketing. And that's what I did with this album. I'm like, let's put it out on Bandcamp. Let's put out a single for 3 months. People can purchase the album for $10 if they want to support. And then after the 3 or 4 months, it'll be completely on Spotify. So I'm trying something different than just to say, like, put your music out there. It's never too late. Even if it's old stuff.
For sure.
You know, it's new to everyone else. Like, I've heard you say on podcasts.
Yeah, I'm sick of them late nights, cross lines. It's all mistakes and crosswise. And them tears fake and I'm tired. I just need to take a break and unwind. I know you mean well, I don't take sides. I need to calm down and take time. I remember too well all the great times. I just need to take a break and unwind. You're getting home late at night. You wanted to start a fight. Why don't you take a stroll? It's time for you to go. You're getting home late at night. You wanted to start a fight. Why don't you take a stroll? I met you at the wrong place, the wrong time. Coming off that heartbreak, but lost time. I know you done lost faith and got tired. But baby, take a break and unwind. It's a pain not fair, but I try. I can sing high key, the fault's mine. But that's not the case at all time. So baby, take a break and unwind.
Walk with me.
Out here, we're both just making mistakes. Out here, we're both just a couple of kids. Out here, we both just fell in love. And out here is just where we belong. You're getting home late at night. You wanted to start a fight. Why don't you take a stroll? It's time for you to go. Getting home late at night. You wanted to start a fight. Why don't you take a stroll? It's time for you to go.
People who have, even if you got a tape in your basement from 20 years ago and it's just sitting there, put it out. Like, please get it to me. I'll digitize it for you. Like, someone needs to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important to, especially now, because we are, like you said, Bandcamp is free. You can just do it and you don't have to do anything. You can just put it up there. And if someone wants to hear it, they'll find it. And it's kind of, that was never a possibility before. So there's so much potential, I think, for all of this music that's been sort of forgotten about to be resurrected. I hope, anyway, that would be great to see more people doing that. Some people do, but it would be nice to see more of it, for sure. So what's kind of your timeline then as far as this, because this is coming out, it's out now in some places, but in May it'll be sort of more widespread. What are you hoping, when are you hoping to get the newer stuff released? Are you giving it a bit of a time break between the two, or are you going to be sort of launching right into it?
Well, I've got a video that's going to come out with this album. And it's kind of like an homage to Winnipeg in a sense. It's where the next for my third single called Colors. And that's how I bumped into you
that's
downtown.
Right. That's right, yeah.
I was filming murals and basically it's just me with a tripod going around. I had my girlfriend help me out as well. And I'm filming myself in and at all these different locations in Winnipeg. Not every location, of course,
yeah.
but different locations. And it's going to be a really cool, creative project. Cheap to do. But, you know, I'm always looking for viewers to look at this and be like, oh, did he do that all in one shot? Or did he actually take 6 months to do this, to go at all these different places? How come he's got a different haircut and all this stuff? But, you know, so... So with the album coming out in May, I'll have a video with that. I'll try and promote every other song with that. If you go on my Instagram, you'll also see that I've done these cool little videos of, these black and white videos. They all kind of go together with all the songs.
Okay.
So it's really this big art project that I'm putting out for people to just consume, for May, June, July. And maybe at the end of July, before the college season comes back into play, so like that, maybe I can get on some college radios for the next project. So, and summer's a busy time for me because being an artist doesn't really pay that well unless you're big time. I do have a full-time gig,
of course, so yeah.
I'm busy. I'm busier during the summer. So during the summer, it's a little bit harder to create and put all this stuff together because you only got a certain amount of hours at night and the weekends and stuff like that. You want to go camping or whatever the fact is. So after that, in June, July, I'll be putting out the next album with Frost Gamble. And that one is just fantastic. I've got some features on there. I've got Kalea on there, and I've got actually a really cool feature with Jeremy from the Delicious Hounds.
Oh, cool. Bringing it all back around again. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking of calling that album Channels because it's going to be like as if you're tuning an old radio station, going from funk to R&B to hip hop to commercials and all that kind of cool stuff. So I don't know. Maybe I gave out too much, but
well, now you've said it. Now it's too late. You have to be. You're committed.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got that out, and then I'm working on another one as well. That's even more disco-y. So that one's going to come out the following winter, and if not the following summer, because I've got some French songs that I want to work on. Because the French community has been supporting me so well that I said, you know what, I got to put out something. Whether it's a single or a 4-song EP. Because I feel like the French language is so beautiful. You can do so many cool metaphors and paint so many different pictures, and the rhyme schemes are even more elaborate than the English language. And you know, it's still going to be music you can listen to even if you don't understand the language. So that's the angle that I'm gonna kind of go for in the next 2 years.
I was going to ask you something different, but about the French thing, that's interesting. Like, do you, when you're writing in French, I mean, is it a different part of your brain you're using? I mean, obviously it's the same general process, but because, like you said, the language has so many different sort of even just general rules about how things rhyme and internal rhymes and external, there's so much different things you can do. Does it feel like a different approach when you're writing in French rather than English?
I think I've got a little bit more, I don't want to say stress, but a little bit more pressure in writing in French because I got to represent so well.
Right.
You know, sometimes people, I don't know, maybe the French are more critical than the languages and how you're painting your pictures and stuff. And in English, it's a little bit more literate where the way I find it, and as if you're writing in French, you've really got to really lock down and take your time with it. So I'm not rushing it at all or nothing like that. I'm going to take my time, and when it's ready, then I'll put it out. And I'm sure that the French community is going to love it.
Well, I guess being a Manitoban and speaking Manitoba French, it's like a minority language of a minority language, because, you know, there's a limited population that speaks French in Manitoba anyway. And then within Canada, it's very different than if you went to Quebec or other parts of the country where they speak French as well. It's like its own dialect, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I know you asked me the question, like, am I using a different part of my brain or something like that? It's not really that. I mean, if I'm writing a song, if I'm playing on the piano or if I'm playing guitar, whatever comes out of me,
Right.
it's like you gotta put some sort of vocal, some sort of words to it. Sometimes they come out in French and it's just beautiful. Sometimes it comes out in English and it's so nice. So I'll just keep rolling it with it like that. 'Cause like you said, the Manitobans have a little bit of their own dialect and we call it franglais,
That's right,
which is French English. And if you catch me with my friends or my family, a lot of times we'll be swapping back and forth and it confuses Quebecers quite a lot.
That's honestly my favorite thing about being a St. Boniface, because I speak French too. Not my accent sucks, but I mean, I went to French school my whole life and everything, and like I, so, but I hear people in, I'll be in line at like a restaurant or something, and like a fast food place, and the people in front of me are speaking both languages, and it's so seamless. It's just back, like every second word is almost switching, and it's hilarious because it's like it's not one language, it's not the other, but it's somehow like this weird mishmash is great.
We love it.
So yeah, I guess you need to get some Franglais lyrics in your next up too.
It's actually on one of the first mixtapes that I have. I have one of my cousin's friends who they both actually passed away, but Dufo, he has this song on there called Cooked It Up, and he swings between French and English, and it's just so amazing. So rest in peace, Colin Zifo, and also rest in peace, my cousin Colin Voimy, whose birthday is actually on April 3rd. So big shout out to those guys.
Cool. Yeah, people should check that out. I imagine a lot of your old stuff is still floating around online as well, right?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Cool. It's a whole dub on the pot. Grab the pan and brat. I cooked it up for y'all, just like some pan and brat. It's a whole dub on. I grabbed the pan and brat. I rolled it up for y'all. I got my herb and spice. It's a whole dub quick, like I'm on a man's tip. Give for the money, rip it quick, and like a business trip. Two stacks up on a mech, make me go right quick. I roll up to the counter and I'm like, oh shit. Where's my kiss? Sans pas comme des marionnettes qui font comme des pommes des pecs et puis portent des salopettes, quoi. Un chéri, sont des filles préférées, faux. Aucune préférence à l'exception des filles, mais you know. Oriental beauty, so slow like a time lapse. Konnichiwa, chow mein with chopsticks, I love that. Coming without my easy flavor, man, yeah, I'll smite that. I'm the opposite of bad luck, I'm a white cat. Écoute, mademoiselle, je suis totalement comique et bon. Dans mes pantalons, tu trouveras quelque chose fantasmagorique et long. Toutes les mots liées par ma bouche sont chaudes comme l'été. Écoute-moi, tu vas chier.
Dufo's coming, spitting the B-lang.
It's a whole dub, I grabbed the pan and brat. I cooked it up for y'all, just like some pan and brat. It's a whole dub, I grabbed the pan and brat. I rolled it up for y'all, I got my herb and spice. It's a whole dub, I grabbed the pan and brat. I cooked it up for y'all, just like some pan and brat. It's a whole dub, I grabbed the pan and brat. I rolled it up for y'all, I got my herb and spice.
And I guess like what I was going to ask you before we started talking about French was, the idea of doing the videos and doing all of these sort of other, this is kind of the way that being a DIY independent artist is now, where you're not just making the music like you would have done 15, 20 years ago. You're doing everything. You're going and shooting your own videos. You're doing your own marketing. You're your own promotional person. You're in your case, you're engineering and producing and recording, and it's all sort of in-house, right? You know, it really is like do it yourself to the extreme. Do you like that kind of aspect of it? Do you like, I mean, things like the videos and things, are you like happily sort of doing this, or does it feel like a chore? Because some people, they do it because they have to, but there's obviously certain parts of it that are more for them. You know what I mean? Like some people are just, they love writing the songs and then the rest of it is kind of a slog, but like you seem kind of passionate about all of these parts.
Yeah, I really am passionate about all of it. I love the whole process, because it's like when you start creating the song, like I said, if I'm on piano and singing the song, all of a sudden I might have that idea for the video. It might be starting right away. And the only way to convey that idea is to film it how I want to film it.
Sure.
Or, you know, if I've got a videographer with me, for example, we were doing that video for the song Paralyzed. I said, hey, just give me the camera. And I kind of went in there and kind of did my own thing. And then when I did the editing, I knew exactly what to do. And that process was a lot of fun too. So I'm really enjoying every process of making a song and delivering it on video as well. And with the videos, it's I enjoy doing it myself for two reasons. One, I'm cheap. And paying somebody to do that when I know that I'm able to do at least a big portion of it,
yeah,
helps out with the creative process and all that. And, you know, and the other thing too, I mean, it might sound bad, but I like to have the control over it too. I'm sure that maybe one day if this grows any bigger, that I'll be able to collaborate with somebody and say, just give them the video and say, do what you want with it. Or maybe they'll have an idea, but at the same time, I know what I want. And when it comes down to editing, if there's like one little thing that's slight off, I know I can go into my studio and do it right away. I don't have to take a phone call, write an email, send out a text, and then have this like going back and forth 10 times until, like, you know, my mouth isn't crooked on this one shot or whatever it is. So I really enjoy really crafting everything from A to Z.
Cool. And I guess a good part about that too is for the viewer or the listener, they know going into it that they're getting the creator's full vision of the visuals and of the audio and everything else. It's all coming from one source, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's all come from the gut.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a podcast. People could hear it the day it comes out, in which case, you know, that this is imminently dropping this album, or they could hear it 10 years from now, because apparently I can't stop doing the show, as evidenced by you being on the show years ago and now back again. So what's the best way to find out about what you're doing, hear your music, find out about upcoming releases, maybe some shows in the future? Where would you direct people?
The best spot to go is on my Instagram at Serge_Paul_. And from there, you can go to all the different links in the bio, and from there you can choose anything that you want. You can go to your Spotify if that's what you listen to, iTunes. If you want to purchase the album, go on the Bandcamp. If you want to watch the videos, they're actually ever, the videos are on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. A lot of the clips will be on my Instagram. Follow me on anywhere that you'd like. Appreciate all the support. I see everyone that likes and supports and watches my stuff, and go comment on everything. I really appreciate all the support from everywhere. And thanks, Sam, for answering the call and doing this podcast. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks for running into me randomly in downtown. That made it a lot easier to make this happen. But no, I'm glad to hear that you have this record out and you have more exciting new stuff coming. And I'm really glad we got a chance to catch up.
It was meant to be. Thanks, Sam.
Right on.
We used to be so close, chilling outside the sea. It used to be so cold, until you kept the bundle up with me. We used to pass, so close, expressing my virility. It used to be retold, die back in those memories. I used to be in love.
show no shame.
Memories we used to be.